Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Pittsburgh, what's good in your hood? Pretty Kitty on your radio. Kiki Brown here for What's Good in Your Hood. Have you ever heard of the Master Builders Association of Western Pennsylvania? Probably not. Because I know I had it until I met Mr. Lance Harrell, who joins me today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Kiki. Thank you.
Did I say your last name right, Harrell, or is it Harrell?
Harrell.
Harrell.
Yeah.
Harrell Harrell. That's not the only time you hear that. That's not the only time you heard that, right?
Correct. Yeah, you're not the first. Won't be the last.
Okay. All right. Lance, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm glad we met. We met at a networking function, and you were talking to me about the Master Builders Association. And I was like, we need to have this on What's Good in Your Hood. We need to talk about this. Tell us about it. And who does it serve? What are the resources? Give me everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so MBA, we're a construction trade group. Been around since 1886. Since then, it was formed, like I said, back in 1886 by some local contractors. The reason why they formed the group really was like for safety, for the advancement of construction. And then, you know, when you get a lot of larger projects, it comes pretty political. Mm-hmm. But since then, now in Pittsburgh, we actually have about 240 members in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Of those 240 members, they make up about 80% of the commercial construction. So we're looking at probably about 30 general contractors, 80 specialty contractors, and then the rest are all affiliate members, anything from vendors to attorneys to architects and engineers. Mm-hmm. So basically anything you can think of from A to Z in the construction industry, our members build out. And then we're also part of a group called AGC, Associated General Contractors, which is the largest national organization for construction.
Mm-hmm.
And with the AGC, we're part of an organization of about 98 chapters across the U.S. with about 32,000 members.
Who can become a member? Because this is is it men, women? Is it a specific demographic? Like, who can become a member?
Yeah, men, women, there's really no anything specific about it. But the one thing about the construction industry is just the exposure.
Mm.
Now, even before I started working with this group, I've been with MBA for 1 year. I didn't know what MBA was. You know, when I first thought about it, the first thing that came to mind was like, is it a master's degree, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So it's one of those things, it's an organization that's been around for years, and so has the AGC. But if we just have to get more exposure so people can be aware of the opportunities in the construction industry, then like I said, how you become a part of MBA or part of one of the AGC chapters across the U.S.
So what is the curriculum like? Mm-hmm. I join on as a member. What's that process like? And then what am I going to be involved in as a member?
Yeah, so my role with MBA is workforce development, diversity, equity, inclusion. So since mm-hmm. our members do all the commercial construction, we work with all the unions. And there's 16 unions in Western Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So how do we get more minorities, more women into the trades, and then also overall workforce? So first thing is the exposure. Because like I said, if you say most people think of the skills in the trades, you think of a carpenter, plumber, or electrician. But mm-hmm. if I say steam fitter, most people say, well, what's a steam fitter, right? Or even with the carpenters, you know, there's a carpentry, but when you think about carpenter as kitchens and bathrooms, it's completely different from the commercial scale. So mm-hmm. first thing we want to do is give everybody the full exposure about the opportunities in the trades, how to get into these programs. And then we also try to find ways to eliminate some of the barriers to get into the trades.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you're talking about becoming a member with MBA, is that a lot of times you actually have to have a general construction company or be a general contractor or a specialty contractor. So this is more like for entrepreneurs, or let's say if you was a consultant, maybe like a construction manager consultant, Mm-hmm. Or if you was a, let's say, an accounting firm that you provide accounting services for more in the construction field, then like I said, we can also send out like an information package on how to become a member with MBA.
I mean, a lot of folks who get into these types of trades come in from not so very good backgrounds.
Right.
How do you entertain those types of aspirants?
When you say backgrounds, what do you mean?
So like, what if, you know, someone made the wrong decision in their past and maybe they had to serve time?
Yeah.
You know, how do you, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to be clear on that. So the trades is actually background friendly.
Okay.
So let's first and foremost, let's clear that up. And what I mean, the reason why I say that is because before my role, I was always going to a lot of community meetings, and there was always a lot of false information being just spread around. So really, there's 16 unions, and none of the unions have any problems with someone with a background. The only thing that may interfere with that, let's say, for example, if you got into one of the trades, but you was working at maybe at a hospital or somewhere like with a school district, sometimes the client may have restrictions on your background. And that just may be something of safety as far as for child clearance. But it's any kind of a background, it won't have an impact with you getting into the trades.
How can we see more of MBA out? You know, I know this is one way, talking about it on different platforms, but you know, if there's an organization, is there opportunity to team up, to collaborate? Like, do you all work with other organizations as well just to help expand your brand?
Yes. Yeah, so since, like I said, I've been here for 1 year. Since then, it's been really boots on the ground, connecting with the school districts, Penn Hills, city schools, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Have a meeting coming up soon with the 100 Black Men. There's also the Pittsburgh Hispanic Development Corps, Reimagine Reentry, veteran organizations. So there's a whole list of organizations that we're just trying to get connected with to actually first and foremost start to promote. Pretty soon we'll be launching a webpage called Build WPA that we're going to come up with like a really good marketing campaign, and we're going to advertise on WAMO, Soul Pit, any kind of publication that you can think of. It can also be in bilingual, that we just want to do like a large blast to start getting the word out. Say, for example, when we reach out to the schools, you know, we really want to have meetings with the administration, you know, with the principals, with the teachers, because we first have to expose the teachers as well, so they can even expose their students about the opportunities in their trades.
So do you have to be over 18? Because I know you mentioned school. So is there a different program for school students versus adults? How does that work?
Yeah, so again, to any of the trades, as I said before, there's 16 of them. The minimum requirements is you have to be 18 years or older.
Okay.
High school diploma or GED. Have a driver's license and be able to pass a drug test.
Okay.
Those are the four minimum requirements. And some of them, like I said, there is an aptitude test, but just 18 years or older, high school diploma, driver's license, and a GED. So like I said, but we usually try to get earlier exposure to like maybe even like preschool or elementary. It's not even just opportunities in the trades, but it's also like engineering, architecture. Now, you can still go to a traditional four-year school and get into the construction field.
Will this program help them? So if I started at this program, I'm gaining the information. I'm leaving with what, an associate's or a certificate, and I can take that to a four-year college?
Yeah, give you an example. There are four trades that if you're in their pre-apprenticeship program, you're actually earning credits at CCAC. So, say for example, I'll just use the carpenters. When you're actually in a pre-apprenticeship program, you're actually earning credits at CCAC. And when you complete, you become a full journey person, you're actually a few credits short of getting an associate's in construction management or an estimating. So that is the carpenters, electricians, operating engineers. I think I have to confirm if it's the steam fitters, but there's about four trades that you're actually earning college credits.
That's awesome. We're still in the pandemic, Lance, whether we believe it or not. I'm going to assume you cannot take these courses virtually. These are in person. So how does that work?
Well, everything has to be in person. Well, you think even thing in the construction industry, right? You can't do anything virtual.
So no, not at all.
Right. So yeah, everything's going to be kind of on site. I really can't speak too much for CCA, you know, how they're doing their training. But I'm pretty sure they still have their classes, you know, on them in person. Now, maybe at the peak of the academic, you know, they maybe went to a virtual setting. But I believe right now that everybody's getting back to the classrooms.
Okay. So we're listening and we're watching and we're intrigued and we want to tell our grandkids or we want to tell our nephew or our neighbor, maybe even our coworker, or maybe we want to get involved ourselves. So what do we need to do? Where do we log on? Who do we call? Who do we email?
So like I said, hopefully within the next month, we can have this one website launch, which we call buildwpa.org. Mm-hmm. And this will kind of be like a one-stop shop for all the information. We want to list all the opportunities for all the trades, but also list any kind of support services. Let's say, for example, some of the trades, as I mentioned before, have an aptitude test, but let's say you haven't had algebra and geometry in a while. Well, there's groups that we work with, like say, like Literacy Pittsburgh or CCAC have prep programs that can prep you on your math. There's also resources for expungement. Even though, like I said, a background doesn't apply, won't be a deterrent, but somebody still may want to get their background cleared up. Having a driver's license is also a challenge, right? So we actually have talks with the state. Some of our members are also doing some kind of finding avenues on how to help individuals get their license back. For a business owner, you know, a lot of times for a minority, you know, you have to be PAUCP certified. Or we're trying to find ways that we all always heard stories about the challenges about trying to get certified. So we're trying to find, like I said, workarounds or solutions to some of these programs out there that can create more opportunities.
I love that. Thank you so much, Lance, for letting us know what's good at Master Builders Association, the MBA of WPA. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for just spending some time with us and telling us what's good in your hood.
And there's, you know, just say this one note, there's so much opportunities, right? You have the Lower Hill, you have the airport, the universities, and there's a big infrastructure plan coming down the pipeline because we know about the bridges and highways.
Right.
The Alcosan project. And due to the pandemic, there was a large amount of individuals who went into early retirement. So there's a huge shortage in the workforce industry. And it's a great opportunity for minorities and women to get in the trades. I always kind of say that history repeats itself because remember during World War II, there was a shortage. And who stepped in to save the day? Being the minorities. So history is repeating itself, right?
Yeah.
So the ladies who are interested in becoming a carpenter, a steam fitter, an iron worker, we did it back in the 1940s. We can do it again today.
I love it. I love it. I'm here for it. Love to see it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Lance.
Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.